I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. The office of the UN Syrian envoy, Geir Pedersen, said Monday that he stressed the need for a Syria-led political transition as he met in Damascus with the head of the rebel group that led the ouster of longtime President Bashar al-Assad. In its statement, the envoy's office said the transition should be based on the principles of a 2015 UN Security Council resolution that calls for credible, inclusive, and non-sectarian governance within 6 months, as well as establishing a process for drafting a new constitution with elections to follow. Meanwhile, the European Union's foreign policy chief Kaya Kallas said Monday she has instructed the bloc's top diplomat for Syria to go to Damascus and make contact with the country's new government.
For us, it's not only the words, but we want to see the deeds going to the right direction. So not only what they are saying, but also what they are doing. I think the coming weeks and months will show whether it goes to the right direction. And I think then we are also open to discuss next steps.
Gaza's health ministry said Monday that Israel's offensive against Hamas militants in the Palestinian enclave has killed more than 45,000 people since it began in October of 2023. VOA's Richard Green reports.
The Gaza health ministry said in its daily update that 52 people were killed during the past day. The ministry does not distinguish between civilians and fighters in its count, but as previously said, more than half of those killed have been women and children. Israel's military said its Operation Sunday included striking a Hamas command and control complex in Nuseirat in southern Gaza. The war began in October 2023 when Hamas militants killed about 1,200 people and took another 250 hostage when it launched a surprise attack on southern Israel. About 100 hostages are still being held in Gaza, with at least one-third believed to be dead. Richard Green, VOA News.
This is VOA News. South Korea's Constitutional Court begins reviewing the impeachment of President Yoon Suk-yeol Monday over his December 3rd martial law attempt, while investigators say they plan to question him this week. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
A spokesperson for the court said the first hearing will be held on December 27th. The court has 6 months to decide whether to remove Yoon from office or to reinstate him. Under South Korea's constitution, six justices must agree in order to oust an impeached president. The nine-member court has three vacancies, so the current justices would have to vote unanimously to remove Yoon. In South Korea's only previous presidential removal by impeachment, the court took 3 months to oust Park Geun-hye in 2017. Meanwhile, investigators from the police, defense ministry, and an anti-corruption agency also plan to question Yoon this week. On Sunday, Yoon did not appear at a summons for questioning in a separate investigation by the prosecutor's office.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reporting. French Foreign Affairs Minister Jean-Noël Barrot said Monday his government will be working with the European Commission to ensure that European solidarity is in place to support the reconstruction effort in its poor Indian Ocean territory of Mayotte, which has been shattered by its worst storm in nearly a century. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Hundreds or even thousands of people are thought to have died when Cyclone Chido hit the island on Saturday. Rescue teams, medical personnel, and tons of supplies have been sent to the island off the east coast of Africa from France and from a nearby French territory. French authorities say more than 800 more personnel are expected to arrive in the coming days as rescuers comb through the devastation. French television station TF1 reported Monday morning that the interior minister had arrived in Mayotte. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
U.S. residents hoping for lower interest rates may be disappointed after this week's meeting of the U.S. Federal Reserve, the U.S. Central Bank. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The Fed is widely expected to reduce the benchmark interest rate, but only by a quarter point to about 4.3%. The last few economic reports indicate that inflation has dropped, but remains stubbornly above the 2% target rate. Economists in Wall Street now predict policymakers will signal fewer rate cuts in 2025 and a more gradual pace than was previously expected. David Wilcox, a former senior Fed official and an economist with the Peterson Institute for International Economics, says we're on the cusp of a transition to them not cutting every meeting. Wilcox says they're going to slow the tempo of cuts. On Tuesday, the government will report the November retail sales figures, which are expected to show healthy consumer demand. I'm Jennifer King.
That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.